Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Black Horizon by Robert Mazzello, narrated by Paul Bamer. In fields of light, a shadow plays that men heed not nor change their ways, till death's lean finger, jewel bedizened, beckons them cross that black horizon. Anonymous, 18th century. Prologue. February 6th, 1967, Weehawken, New Jersey.
Jesus, how old is she?
I don't know. 18, 19?
His fingers quickly adjusted the transfusion bag on the rod above her arm.
Auto accident. The driver's already dead.
A nurse hurried in with another bag of blood, type A negative.
How's heart function?
So far, okay. It's a miracle, considering.
Considering what?
Mehita stopped to wipe his glasses.
Considering what she had in her.
Marijuana, alcohol, possibly LSD. Even without the accident, it's a miracle she's alive. Prescott shook his head. He'd worked the emergency room long enough to take nearly anything in stride, but not so long that he was inured to the horrors. He surveyed the body laid out on the table, a tall, slender young woman barely breathing under the white sheet. She might have been pretty, too, but that he couldn't say. Her face had gone straight through the windshield. Above her head, the monitors recorded her pulse, breathing rate, brain activity. It was the EEG that worried Prescott the most. Her brain was very close to shutting down all function.
I know what you're thinking, Mehita said. She's gonna flatline on us any time now.
Prescott didn't answer.
There's just one other thing that I think you ought to know,
said Mehita, stepping back from the table and thrusting his hands into the pockets of his lab coat.
According to her friend in the waiting room,
the girl wearing the beaded headband?
Right. According to her, this one here is pregnant, around 10 weeks gone.
The EEG monitor beeped rapidly, signaling a sudden shutdown of all electrical brain activity. A flat white line coursed across the blue data screen.
Heart and lungs?
Prescott asked urgently, scanning the monitors. But he could see for himself.
They're both still pumping, Mehita said. She's still alive, if you can call it that.
He paused, chewing on his lip.
For that matter,
they're both still alive. The mother and the baby.
Are they?
Prescott thought, looking down at the breathing body, grimly festooned with needles and tubes, catheters and suction cups.
Is this life? Or just some screwed-up kind of death?
Where is she now, this faceless girl with the beating heart and the unborn child? Where, he corrected himself, are they now? Part 1. Chapter 1. The Present Day. As soon as the members of the cast had taken their last bow, the musicians, crammed into the orchestra pit just below the stage, started packing up their gear. Jack Logan unplugged his guitar from the amp and lifted the strap from around his neck. Vinny bent over to tie his shoes. He always kept them untied during a performance, claiming they interfered with his breath control.
Think it's a hit?
He asked Logan over the last of the applause.
You never can tell from an opening night,
Logan said.
Half of the people out there are investors, and the rest are relatives of the cast.
Vinny sat up again, flushed just from having bent over. He was so overweight that the fold-up chair he sat on was completely obscured.
God, I hope it's a hit,
he said, tucking his trumpet under one arm.
I need this job to last. I owe about $2,000 on my MasterCard, and Barbara's expecting pearl earrings for Christmas. If this show closes, I'm gonna be back doing the bar mitzvah circuit.
It was every musician's nightmare, winding up as one of those guys in a ruffled shirt and tuxedo playing Moon River for the millionth time in a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?